You're listening to SBS News.
This is a man who's opened his heart to the hearts of all of humanity. This is a man who cries with humanity, who laughs with humanity, who suffers with humanity. This is Pope Francis.
He's become a global celebrity whose words and influence reach far beyond his Catholic flock.
No es solamente económica y financiera.
Pope Francis, as much a political figure as a pastoral one, is again departing from tradition. In a new documentary, the head of the Catholic Church delves into issues he's long advocated for: climate change, poverty and migration. But it's his clear endorsement of same-sex civil unions that's really upset traditionalists. In the film, Pope Francis says in Spanish, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are a children of God and have a right to a family. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered. One of the film's directors, Evgeny Afanivsky, a gay man himself, praises Pope Francis for his openness.
That there is a hope, there is a values that we need to learn. There is a lot that I, as Jewish boy, who was born in Russia, raised in Israel, and living in the United States, learned from this gentleman, who is the real human being, who in his beliefs, not putting labels and stickers on the people, and he's trying to prevent discrimination of the gay community.
It's not the first time Francis has spoken out. As Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he opposed the legislation of same-sex marriage, but supported protections for the rights of gay couples. Activists in his hometown, like Esteban Paulon, the director of the Institute of LGBT Plus Public Policies, are welcoming the support, but say his words still don't go far enough.
With this recognition from Francis that our couples are also families, that gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and trans people have rights to form a family, we are taking a step forward, especially for LGBT people of faith. But when he says that we have to recognize their rights of civil union, that's where we say it's progress, but not so much.
Within the church, Pope Francis has undoubtedly provoked backlash from conservatives. Catholic commentator Paul Collins expects the loudest opposition will come from the continent with the world's fastest growing Catholic population, Africa.
Where I think he will get serious pushback is from Africa. You've got to remember that the Catholic Church has spread very widely in Africa. You're talking about 40% of the African population are Christian at least, probably 30% or more Catholic. So you're going to find in Africa there is a real resistance to the acceptance of gay people in the community, and in some countries, of course, being gay can lead you to being arrested and even killed.
Yes responses, 7 million.
Yes! Here in Australia, the issue of same-sex marriage was decided overwhelmingly in a plebiscite 3 years ago. But Mr. Collins says some of the country's top Catholic leaders have probably kept their traditional views.
Well, in the Catholic Church in Australia, I think that quite a number of the bishops will have difficulty with what Pope Francis has said. We are not in as much trouble as the United States Catholic Church is with culture wars, but there are underlying culture wars going on within Catholicism, and the question of gay marriage, the question of the position of gay people is one of the underlying factors that feature in those culture wars.
Changing thousands of years of Catholic doctrine was never going to be easy. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.